We're open for business, but we're not for sale. That is a tweet from Greenland's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in response to a Wall Street Journal report that President Trump expressed interest in the U.S. buying Greenland. Greenland is an autonomous country in the Kingdom of Denmark. About 56,000 people live there. And joining us now is Aaja Chemnitz Larsen, a member of the Danish Parliament representing Greenland. She joins us from Denmark. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And you tweeted, no thanks to Trump buying Greenland. On the contrary, a better and more equal partnership with Denmark should be the way forward for a stronger and longer term free Greenland. What did you think when you heard about all of this?
First of all, I was perhaps not surprised, but I thought maybe it sounded a little bit like a joke because Greenland is not for sale.
Did it surprise you that the U.S. president would be interested? This is not the first time in history that the U.S. president has been interested in buying Greenland. Harry Truman apparently was as well.
No, I wasn't surprised because, of course, Greenland has an interesting location for the U.S., but also for Denmark when it comes to military actions. And, of course, the natural resources in Greenland makes it, you know, an interesting nation.
Right. It's home to the U.S.'s northernmost air base. And apparently China is eyeing Greenland as well. It tried to finance the building of three airports there. Those projects didn't happen. But Greenland is pretty coveted, it seems like, all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus on the Arctic, both because of climate change, but also because of the international trade war going on. So therefore, there's an interest in gaining great access to the Arctic.
What are you hearing from your constituents today about President Trump's interest?
The party I'm representing is saying no to Trump buying Greenland. And it's very important for the people of Greenland that you listen to the people of Greenland instead of just thinking that you can just buy Greenland. It's actually something that should be dealt with between Greenland and U.S.
Apparently, one of the things that President Trump had said to advisors about Greenland is that Denmark was having a difficult time basically affording to hold on to Greenland, and that this may be an opportune time for the U.S. to step in. Do you hear about that? Is Greenland becoming a financial burden for Denmark?
No, I haven't heard that. And I would say, on the contrary, most of my colleagues from Denmark here, they're saying, you know, this is not something that the U.S. can just buy. It's something that we would like to maintain a good relation between Greenland and Denmark.
I just want to finally ask you, we in the United States don't hear a lot about Greenland. What would you like people in the U.S. to know?
I would like people in the U.S. to know that there's a lot of potential in Greenland. And even though we're not for sale, we're open for business and we would like to have collaboration between Greenland and the U.S. when it comes to tourism, when it comes to extractive industries and lots of other things, for example, fisheries, which is the main export that we have in Greenland.
What's your favorite thing about Greenland?
The people, they're very welcoming and it's a very nice place to be also as a tourist. Because even though it's quite cold, we have the climate change is also affecting Greenland. And there's so much potential for so many things to experience in Greenland that you're not able to experience other places in the world.
That is Aaja Chemnitz Larsen, who represents Greenland in the Danish Parliament.